Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and I know it's warm. It's still what? Still 87 degrees. Good Lord. Humidity keeps ticking up, and I'd love to tell you that there is some degree of relief in sight, and there's not. Saturday, there may be some scattered thunderstorms that maybe will cool it off just a little bit. Even with the scattered thunderstorms, I am willing to bet dollars to donuts that my friend John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, will still be crisscrossing our beloved Commonwealth, talking with voters, finding out what's important to them. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone travel around Virginia in this way. I think the last person probably who did this would have been Doug Wilder so many years ago when he ran for lieutenant governor. I don't know if Bill Bowling did exactly the same thing, but John is certainly doing it. I'm happy to say he's got a couple of moments for us. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, you know what's funny that you would bring up Doug Wilder? Because I promise you, remember when we did Politics and Pints and he was our special guest? And
oh, yeah.
And he reminded us that that's how he won. He was a controversial nominee. Yeah. Everybody told him he was going to lose. Virginia's racist. They won't vote for a black guy. I mean, I'm not saying my situation is the same.
Right.
But I've had lots of people who've been really nasty and ugly to me who've said, Virginia will not vote for you. It doesn't matter how conservative you are. You're going to lose.
Mm.
And I thought about Doug Wilder, and I was like, you know what? People respect hard work, and they respect candidates who are willing to go shake hands and not just sit in an air-conditioned room and spout garbage.
Right.
And that really is the reason I'm doing this, Jeff. I'm sitting in the parking lot in Alexandria near where that stadium might have been built before that got messed up. And then I'm speaking at the Alexandria GOP tonight. I was in Fauquier County last night, and then you talk about the weather forecast for the weekend. I need you to check what it's going to be in Norfolk, because I'm supposed to go to Harbor Fest at Norfolk, then to Virginia Beach to the breakfast with the Republicans that morning, and then back here to Richmond. Isn't there a strawberry festival in your
yes.
in your backyard?
Yes. I
strawberry
sure hope.
Festival.
Okay. Nice.
And then the Virginia Tea Party Summit is out at the airport on Saturday. So that,
wow.
I'm sure I'm skipping something there, but that's the next couple of days for me. I'm just not taking a single day off, because in order to win, you got to prove to Virginians you're willing to work hard. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I follow you on social media, John Reed for lieutenant governor. I'm just amazed every time I open it up, and there you are. You're somewhere else. You're talking with everybody. Now you said there's some people saying, hey, John, you can't win. You're not going to win, and that's just the way it is. Do we still think it's because you're gay, or they don't like your beard or your sport coat, or what is it? I mean, because it's just silly to me.
Let me think of how to answer this.
Okay.
You and I mean, you've been in the talk radio business for 30 years, right? So you've got thicker skin than I do. And you remember when I would come to your office and say, wow, this really hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
And you were kind of like, why in the hell are you letting this bother you?
That's right.
I try to be a tough guy. I'm a little more sensitive than the average person in broadcasting. If I showed you my emails, Jeff, you would not believe it. It's been the ugliest side of politics that I've ever seen. But that's okay. I kind of knew it was going to happen. I didn't know it would be like this, and I didn't know it would come from some of my own people, to be honest with you. I'm still a little shocked by that, and people that I helped. But that's all right. You know, you can't question my credentials. You can't question whether I'm voting Republican. You can't question my loyalty, especially after the last few weeks. Yep. I've been touting Winsome Sears and Jason Meares and Governor Youngkin everywhere. So it's tough. But again, I think the only thing I can do in the face of, quite frankly, some bigotry and some hostility is to go prove everybody wrong. And that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Well, it is clear that you are traveling to every single part of our beloved Commonwealth. You are talking with your fellow Virginians wherever they might be. What are the messages you're getting from them? And are the concerns the same, say, in Southwest Virginia as they might be with those six Republicans in Fairfax?
Well, you know what everybody's been talking about for the last 48 hours? Is personal property tax.
Yeah.
I hope everybody paid it, because in Henrico it was due today. Today's the 5th. Yeah. So a lot of people, this is the most hated tax in the state, because it's on a vehicle that has, you know, in theory at least, diminishing value, and yet sometimes the car is overvalued. And you got to write the check generally all at once.
Right.
And the big thing, and I've talked to Governor Gilmore about this, because remember, he got elected saying, no car tax. Let's abolish the car tax.
That's right.
And then the Republicans, if I'm being honest, I don't like to say this, the Republicans stabbed him in the back, and he was not able to fully get rid of it. And this is one of the reasons I'm running, is these jerks. And I think I can say it because I've been around this and know a lot of them. They never, ever fully take back the taxes. That's why, like, I heard you talking the other day about the plastic bag tax. How stupid is that in the city of Richmond? They can't even provide clean water, and they think they're going to get away with taxing plastic bags at the local CVS. I mean, what a joke.
Yep.
But they never repeal this stuff. It always lasts. And on a day like this where people, you know, probably just paid their mortgage or their rent at the start of the month, they paid their car note at the start of the month, and now they got to write another check for this ridiculous, very burdensome, obnoxious tax on their car. You know, you never fully own your car, apparently, in Virginia.
Right.
I think people are fed up with it. And you could bet I'm going to raise Cain about it all over the state for the next several months. We got to stop that.
And listen, you and I both know, and in fact, I think everybody knows, even those folks on the left know, that if it is a House, a Senate, an executive mansion controlled by the Democrats, then all of those taxes are going up. They have no interest whatsoever in returning any of people's money to the very people themselves. It's so insulting.
And it's hitting the people that the Democrats claim they care so much about. My whole life, the Democrats have said, oh, we're for the working class. We're for the blue-collar workers. We're for the guys who, you know, are paycheck to paycheck. Bull. That's not true. Look at that story. I guess it was in yesterday's Times Dispatch about the poor guy whose house valuation like doubled or tripled. I mean, it was crazy, the story. Sam Parker wrote it. You probably saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wrong. The valuation was wrong. And the city of Richmond, and, you know, I'm still cheering on Danny Avila, hoping he can get this under control, but they're fining this poor guy. He's stuck with fines. He's stuck with a valuation that's wrong. I mean, they're just terrorizing the guy. And this is from a city that's 100% run by Democrats. You don't have to suck up to me or to Glenn Youngkin or to any Republican. The Democrats run Richmond City from top to bottom, and they can't even manage the taxes that they have implemented, and now they're adding more. And I think people are fed up with it. And that's why I mark my words, and I'm praying I'm going to be right. I think a lot of Democrats are going to vote for John Reed this fall, because I'm willing to talk about some of the things nobody else will touch, and I'm going to fight about it.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, those of us that know you and have known you for a long time know exactly that about you. I've said over and over, I think a man of integrity and total honesty and a real backbone that's made out of steel to do the right things. I've been on board with John Reed for lieutenant governor since there's been a John Reed for lieutenant governor. For folks who are listening, John, they're paying attention. Of course, we'll share this, and hopefully you'll share it as well. But people saying, all right, I've heard about him. Or, you know what? I'm down in Salem. I got no idea who this guy is. I need to know more. Everybody has a one-stop shop, right, with the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's John Reed for Virginia, all spelled out, .com. John Reed for Virginia.com. And it's R-E-I-D. And you know, some people are confused about that. But J-O-H-N-R-E-I-D for Virginia.com. And it is interesting. You know, I'm so thankful for the 8 years that I was on the air at WRVA in the mornings, and for your friendship, and you've just been a blessing to me and Jeremy and producer Dan, and, you know, the whole crowd at WRVA. But it is interesting, man. I go to Abingdon or, you know, Damascus, where they've just gotten over, or they're beginning to get over the horrible flooding. And you remember, you and I both got a lot of people in Central Virginia who were so generous and sent donations to try to help the recovery effort in Damascus in particular, but also in Abingdon and some of the other parts of Southwest Virginia that were hit so hard with the flooding. That's and right. They didn't know when I was down there, oh, you're on the radio? And then I said, well, you know, I was one of the guys trying to help, you know, get some of the relief supplies. Mm-hmm. And then the light bulb went off. But that has been really wonderful. When I look at the things that I used to do with Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. and some of the charities that are still reaching out and saying, hey, can you help us? Absolutely. I don't believe in government solving problems. I think people can solve their own problems if we're generous with each other and if we pay attention. And that's another message that I really hope we can hone in on this campaign. Don't look to the government to solve the problem. Generally, they screw it up and it costs 10 times more than you should be paying.
That's right.
And then it's questionable whether they get the relief to the people who need it. But
that's
if
right.
good citizens do it, that seems to actually move the needle, in my observation.
I think you're absolutely spot on, John. It is always a pleasure to have you here. You're going to be in Ashland at our Strawberry Festival, our Strawberry Fair. By the way, that's fair with an E. Why?
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why, but it is. We'd love to have you up here. Of course, you're always welcome. Alonzo's always welcome. Drop by. You know where we are if you need to hide out for a couple of minutes or just get a drink of something not related to a
you
strawberry.
And Heidi. Yeah. Have always, always, always been generous and welcoming, and I appreciate it. I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Well, your family. Sorry, we demoted you. Your family. It's just the way it is. All right. Get out of here, Mr. Lieutenant Governor. That is John Reed. Good guy. Am I voting for him? Yes, of course I'm voting for him. I signed his petition. I circulated his petitions. I think he's going to do a great job as Lieutenant Governor. I love the fact that he continues to talk about a unity ticket. That we need all three of these folks, Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Biaris up there. We need, let's not kid ourselves, we need a GOP House and Senate. Is it a heavy lift? It's always a heavy lift. But John Reed for Virginia.com. And for those saying, hey, Jeff, I remember when John was on the radio. You're right. John's not on the radio anymore. John's running for lieutenant governor. Rich Herrera is the host of Richmond's Morning News. And Rich's doing a great job. By the way, a little shout out to Rich for all of the social media stuff. Have you been noticing that the social media game for WRVA has really, really, really ratcheted up? That's Rich doing that. That is. You know, I got one. It's not even a complaint. It's an observation. Jerm, you should mention to him. He made the little Lego figures. I don't have a full beard. So he's going to. But other than that, I think it's great. It's great stuff. And Rich is here each and every morning starting at 6. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. You know, I got a little concerned because I heard Rich talking about the car tax and how it was due. And then John was here talking about the car tax and how it was due. And I'm thinking, hey, I didn't get a bill. And then I thought, wait a minute. I know Lord knows I paid it last year. Because I remember, I remember stroking that check thinking, really? Wow, that's a lot of money. But then I just jumped online, HanoverCounty.gov, HanoverCounty.gov. Apparently, we in Hanover, because, well, you know, we are the best up here in Hanover, we do our personal property taxes once a year, and they're due in February. So we're just not, we're not like anybody else. Did you know each municipality, each entity is allowed to pick the date that they have their personal property taxes due. So I know tomorrow, June the 5th, there'll be a whole slew of people yelling and screaming, but we in Hanover will not. However, if you hear screaming on February the 5th, that will be us. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and it is absolutely a little bit toasty. We're still holding steady, by the way, at 87, man, and the humidity does keep ticking up and up. It's going to be like this for the next couple of days. Saturday, first chance that there might be just a little bit of relief. We are looking at a couple of scattered thunderstorms on Saturday and probably the same thing on Sunday. Sam Richardson from the Jewish Community Federation, good guy, and somebody who I really had great interaction with when he and I first chatted, and absolutely loved having him on the air a couple of weeks back. And we said, you know, let's try and get together on the air on a regular basis, just to talk about things in the Jewish community. There are a lot of people within the Jewish community itself who are not aware of some of the resources, some of the activities going on. And then outside the Jewish community, it's fascinating to get calls and emails from people who say, hey, Jeff, can we do something, right? We've seen terrible, terrible activities over the last few weeks. In fact, since the last time that Sam and I chatted, we have the murder of two wonderful young people up in Washington, D.C. We have this absolutely appalling situation out in Boulder, Colorado. And so there are people reaching out to me, I'm happy to say, who are saying, hey, is there anything we can do to help? Now, I guess we're having some difficulty getting Sam. You know, that's okay, Jerm. It's okay, because I think Avi Remitz is on. Avi is part of the Federation. He's part of something called Next Gen. And this is about young adults here in Richmond, here in Central Virginia, and getting together and knowing other young Jewish adults. Avi, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Yeah, the pleasure is mine. All right. I fear that I have aged out of next gen, despite my my young at heart feelings. So tell us all a little bit about it. And also, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about some of the challenges getting young adults together like that.
Yeah, no problem. So Next Gen, short for Next Generation, is our Jewish leaders here in Richmond through the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. This is part of the Jewish Federations of North America. They offer for young adults this sort of age group and programs for those in this age group. It's for young adult Jews in their 20s, 30s, early 40s, young at heart, possibly, to engage and connect in programs, activities, leadership opportunities, just all different ways to kind of either get involved locally in our Jewish community, connect with one another, or learn about current issues plaguing the Jewish world, and volunteer their time as well. As far as your question of current issues, yeah, I think a lot of those in the Jewish community are feeling a little segmented. You know, they are sort of scared to maybe talk about Israel, Israeli politics with any of their friends that maybe are or even aren't Jewish, because of the polarization that it currently is facing. So what I find often is people come to our events, such as our big Hanukkah party, just to kind of relax, not have those conversations, and be amongst their community.
All right. Well, I love the sound of that. And it is official. Look, if I have I have children who are in the age group, then clearly I'm not, which is good. It's good for them to find other young Jewish community members in Central Virginia. Central Virginia is not necessarily known traditionally as the biggest or the most active Jewish community. So I think that there's probably more involved in bringing people in. Am I right?
Yeah. So that's a little bit of what my job is.
Yep.
I've moved here about a year ago, and I continually engage with people, grab coffee, lunch over Zoom, talk about what we have to offer. And I could say mostly all the time after we have that conversation, people are like, wow, I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that there was more than the five young adults that I see in my synagogue, or, you know, I know from work or something like that. Like, people are generally surprised at how large our young adult Jewish community is.
Yeah. Avi Remitz is joining us. The Jewish Federation of Richmond Next Gen is his bailiwick. I look at it, again, through the perspective of my sons. I'll give you an example. So for us, my sons both attend college. One graduated now, but attended college out of state. We moved here from out of state. For us, crazy as it sounds, for Saturdays, we still do a Zoom with our old shul in Massachusetts. So for them getting, you know, it's crazy, right? But it is what it is. And so for them getting connected is a little more difficult. You know, the Hillel on campus and stuff like that. So talk about some of the fun stuff. I mean, we're here in Shavuot, and as I explained to my listeners who are not Jewish, for whatever reason, we went all in on dairy for Shavuot. So what do you got cooking? We got ice cream, we got sour cream, we got blintzes. What are you doing?
So it just passed, but one of my colleagues who we work pretty closely because she works with our young families, which generally fall in that next gen age range, had an ice cream social with the Kahila group. It's the local synagogue without walls that we find a lot of young adults kind of gravitate towards because of their fluidity. They're very inclusive. So for Shavuot, they did this great big ice cream social party. And from what I saw, it was really educational for the kids because the rabbi, Rabbi Patrick, kind of did this little Moses climbing up the mountain, receiving the Ten Commandments, all while using graham crackers, ice cream, things that, you know, the kids and families enjoyed.
Nice.
We work together all across the community to help promote some of these synagogue events that we partner on, the JCC, things like that, that if it pertains to this age group, yep. I'm usually in the know and help kind of either direct people towards it, partner with it, and make sure that we have a good amount of people attending.
I love that, Avi. All right. How do we send people to you? I'm speaking specifically, not just people in general, but Harry Katz and Joe Katz. How do we send them in your direction?
Yeah. So you can go on our website, jewishrichmond.org. We have a young adult section there. If you fill out, you know, I'm looking for more information, you can contact one of us. You could find my email on there. You could join our mailing list. If people have a pen and paper, it's just my first initial last name. So aremitz@jewishrichmond.org. And I'm always happy, like I said, to grab coffee, do lunch, whatever it means to meet with people and tell them about these wonderful opportunities that we have for this age range.
I love it. Avi, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Give everybody the contact information one more time. And before you do it, let me give this disclaimer for the Bubbies, especially who are listening. Avi is not in the matchmaking business. He will not find a nice Jewish boy or a nice Jewish girl for your grandchildren. All right, go ahead, Avi. Interject
there. I will not personally. I try when it does come up. That's not the goal of my job, but all Jewish events hope for Jewish grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
What I will say is coming up in middle of July, in partnership with the Weinstein JCC, we'll actually be putting on a singles event for our Jewish community. So not to put your foot in your mouth, but we are trying to make those matches next month.
How about that? All right. Now you definitely have got to give that contact info one more time, Avi.
Sure. So it is aremetz at jewishrichmond.org.
Love
it. Or my office number is 804-545-8681.
Fantastic.
And I'm happy to connect. Talk more. We have monthly, semi-monthly activities, different leadership programs, and groups so that people can engage in our community and be more involved in Jewish Richmond.
I love it. Avi, I thank you for being here, my friend. Sam Richardson is joining us. Now, Sam, no offense to Sam, but Sam and I were the same age. So, Sam, you know, we're out of the whole next-gen thing. They won't even talk to us. But that's okay, right?
Only by a decade or so.
That's it. So we just missed the cutoff. And,
that's right.
You know what? That's good. It's all good. How you been, sir?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us on today.
Oh, listen, the pleasure is always mine. Now, we had a great time chatting with Avi and some of the great stuff that he's doing. What else is going on over there at the Federation right about now? Given that since the last time that you and I chatted, I hate to say it, we lost two beautiful people in Washington, D.C. We lost someone
right
in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, my gosh, I want us to talk at least once where we don't have to deal with that, but we got to deal with it.
Unfortunately, yes. As well, a baby last week in Israel.
Yes.
There was a terror attack on a young couple. The baby was born just as the mother was passing away, and then unfortunately the baby also died last week. So there's a lot of emotion, a lot of fear locally. There is a lot of questioning. What now? How do we battle the anti-Semitism, the anti-Israelism? How do we cope? And if I may just talk to your non-Jewish listeners for a moment.
Yes.
One thing that many of our friends will do is give a call and say, how are you? And that's very, very important to do, to call your Jewish friends, ask them how they're doing. But I would ask you go one step further and say, how can I help you? How can I help your community? What can I do that would be meaningful as I know you're feeling alone? And that little extra step is so encouraging for people in the Jewish community to hear that we have friends who will be willing to not only talk, but to do.
That's right. That's right. Are you getting people reaching out to you at the Federation from outside the Jewish community asking how they can help?
To a certain extent, yes. We actually just spoke with an official from Henrico County today about security issues. Okay. And that was a very productive conversation. Good. And we are looking forward to working with administrators and elected county officials, city officials, to be able to defend ourselves. God's willing, there won't be a need to, but right. We need to prepare, of course.
Right.
From general community, we have our interfaith committee, which does have non-Jews as a part of that committee, and we have received some very encouraging emails from people to say, yes, we are with you. Let us know what we can do.
I love that. I love that. What about the college campuses? VCU's had some ugly stuff happening down there. Yes. Are our I say kids, but you know what I mean. Are young adults on campus relatively safe and secure in Central Virginia, you think?
Well, school is out for our campuses. Commencement has been. Certainly there are summer sessions. We have not received any reports of anything planned or under watch for the summer.
Okay.
Most of our campuses, all of them, as far as I know, should be okay. That said, every student, every faculty member, every staff member needs to be aware of where they are at, looking at the people around them. A big lesson from Colorado is to pay attention to somebody who looks like they might fit in, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
The person in Colorado was wearing a outfit to look like a gardener with canisters that looked like they might be pesticide.
Right.
But he wasn't actually spraying anything. He wasn't actually looking at plants.
Right.
He was looking at people.
Yep.
So that would be a clue that there's something strange going on. Same thing in Washington, D.C., that the perpetrator there was walking in circles. He was obviously concerned about something, and unfortunately nobody thought, oh, that's really strange. Let me go see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So just be aware is the most important thing.
Absolutely. For folks who are looking for some resources, Sam, a good website you'd point everybody to?
I would point people definitely to our website.
Yep.
JewishRichmond.org, where if they see any type of anti-Semitic event, that they can file a report. That is very, very needed, because we don't know about things that are going on unless it makes the news or somebody reports it to us.
Yeah.
So that is very important. The other place that people could go to for general information is the Secure Community Network. And that is a nationwide security organization where people, you don't have to be Jewish, you can go and get information on how to keep your community, your congregations, your organization secure. And that's all one word, securecommunitynetwork.org.
I love it. Sam, I appreciate you being here, my friend. Reach out to Sam, JewishRichmond.org. Great website, great resource. Thanks so much. It is 549, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Another federal judge believes he was elected president of the United States. This federal judge has blocked the deportation of the family of the Boulder, Colorado suspect. The Supreme Court has got to act on this. That's just where it is. The Supreme Court has got to come down and get this crap in line. Do we have enough time here, Germ, for Caroline Leavitt to explain why so-called journalists and reporters should not be parroting Hamas talking points? If we do, cut number six, please.
There are now reports that Israeli forces are firing on Palestinians trying to get aid from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Up to 20 people, according to the Red Cross, have arrived to the hospital that they've set up with gunshot wounds, have died from them. Is this administration aware of these? And I mean, what is being done to address this situation?
The administration is aware of those reports, and we are currently looking into the veracity of them because, unfortunately, unlike some in the media, we don't take the word of Hamas with total truth. We like to look into it when they speak, unlike the BBC, who had multiple headlines. They wrote, Israeli tank kills 26, Israeli tank kills 21, Israeli gunfire kills 31, Red Cross says 21 people were killed in an aid incident, and then, oh wait, they had to correct and take down their entire story, saying we reviewed the footage and couldn't find any evidence of anything. Oh. Okay, so we're going to look into reports before we confirm them from this podium or before we take action. And I suggest that journalists who actually care about truth do the same to reduce the amount of misinformation that's going around the globe on this front.
God, I love her. She's great. She is great. What a great piece of advice for all of the real reporters and serious journalists who are simply parroting Hamas talking points. You would think, honest to goodness, you'd just be embarrassed to do that. Just on some level.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe it doesn't have to be the first thing you think of, but goodness. It really is like running Nazi propaganda. Is that really what we've gotten to? Yeah. Sadly, it is. I want to remind you, I'm not here tomorrow. Don't get scared. I have a big meeting, and I'm just not here. But God willing, I'm going to be back on Friday, all right? We got great stuff coming up on Friday. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., you'll be listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. I will try, if I'm able to post a little social media stuff tomorrow, but no promises. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Friday. Starting at 3, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.